Welcome to another episode of Wrestling with Worldwide Willis. And this podcast is brought to you by the LMG Podcast Network. And today we have a start bench cut episode. These ones are always fun, always a good time to get people's opinions on different wrestlers and different, you know, combinations. The person who comes up with these great combinations is Spencer. We have Spencer here. What's up, man?
What's going on? Happy to be here.
Yes, sir. L, how you doing?
Doing well. Ready to get this started.
Yes, sir. And we got my guy, the infamous Pat. What up?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's the guy that's got everybody saying P-A-T. What's going on, bud? Glad you're back.
Yeah.
Let's make some controversy and let's try not to get canceled this episode, huh?
Yeah, let's say that for you.
So you have to do your best.
Yeah. You need the disclaimer.
Yeah.
That was a disclaimer, okay?
Yeah. Whatever Pat says does not represent all of world wrestling worldwide. Get that out there. I get us shut down. But yeah, so basically what we're going to do is, again, like we've done it before, Smith is kind of run the show here, be the point guard. And kind of just give us wrestling combinations, and we'll all decide. Again, you all know start, bench, cut, very basic premise, using sports a lot. We're just using it for the wrestling world. So, Spencer, take it away.
Okay. So, for the uninitiated, start, bench, cut is a concept usually used for people debating NBA players. Like, you get three people, and it's who would you start, who would you bench, who would you cut? It is often three, you know, GOAT tier people. So It may be like Kareem, Wilt, Shaq.
Mm.
Who do you start? Who do you bench? Who do you cut? Like, that's usually how it goes. So we're just going to jump straight in. These have been randomized. So who knows who's going to show up? I do.
By the way, Wilt would get cut in that scenario, by the way.
Agreed.
Yes.
I'm absolutely going to cut Will.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm starting Shaq.
Ooh. I would too. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so too.
But
okay. Pat doesn't know.
I'm thinking about it. Shaq would be a good center, but I think Kareem could be a good power forward space a little bit.
Yeah.
Be a little, okay. Have them both on the floor at the same time.
Okay, so for the first matchup, we have Jimmy Uso, Santos Escobar, Drew McIntyre.
Ooh. Interesting.
Pat, okay. I'm going to let you go first.
Oh, well, we're saying get this one started early, aren't we?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to start Drew. To me, I feel like he's got the most star power out of the two other ones, of Santos and Jimmy. Bench Santos just because that Lucha Libre style, he's one of the better ones to do it in the world right now out of any company that's running in North America land. And then Jimmy, honestly, not being with Jay, I think people originally thought he would be the one that's better off, but Jay has clearly taken momentum and had a better time split from a tag team than Jimmy has. So, unfortunately, Jimmy's got to go.
Okay. Brandon.
I agree with Pat. Drew is just main event status at this point. And especially the work he's doing now, like he's a all around character. Where he used to be just some big dude who could wrestle, but nearly had no character. He was boring. Now it's fun to watch him do promos and, you know, other stuff outside of the ring. It's fun to see him. Santos, the Emperor of Lucha Libre, I've loved Santos since he showed up in NXT. I'm hoping he'll get more of a push, actually get pushed with some more stuff. And Jimmy, I like Jimmy. I think he's done some good stuff with the Bloodline. But yeah, in this scenario, he just doesn't match up as well.
Okay. Yeah.
I agree with both of them. Drew is like red hot right now. especially he's like the hater of the year in wrestling.
Yes. Yeah.
Santos is on his way up at the moment, especially he finally has a storyline that's fits him well right now.
Yeah.
And like Pat said, like since he's been like the weird bad guy where nobody want to listen to, or
Yeah.
it's
How
kind
many
of like it's
reliefs?
funny, but it's like you can't take him seriously.
Yeah,
Then all of a
that's true.
sudden now you try to take him seriously when he get pissed off when he did that promo the
Yeah.
other day. So it's
Yeah, I
just
didn't even.
like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't take
So
him serious at all.
yeah, I didn't take him seriously. Like, oh, you got upset. Okay, wow. Where was that at?
Yeah.
So I agree with Brandon and Pat.
Okay. Well, good. Unanimous. I
Nice.
can get behind that. For the next matchup, we have The Miz, Chad Gables, Kevin Owens.
Ooh. Ooh,
So
this is
in retrospect,
interesting.
the names make it sound hard, but if you really think and you really look at wrestling technical ability, this should be easy.
Yeah, I don't
Okay.
think so.
You
I'm gonna let
said
Brandon
Miz,
start on this
Chad
one.
Gable, and KO?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Brandon, I'm gonna let you start.
All right. Okay. Starting, I gotta start KO. KO, no matter what position he's in, he makes quality meal out of whatever's given to him. He carried, honestly, the pandemic era a lot. He was Roman's best competitor. And so, yeah, gotta start Kev. Bench. This is gonna be a little controversial. A little controversial, fellas. I'm gonna go Miz. I'm benching Miz because Miz gives me everything I need. Miz is that plug and play. Oh, I need 10 minutes. Oh, okay. Miz, go run out there and give me 10 minutes. Oh, I need a quality match where I need somebody to go against Gunther. Oh, okay. Let me throw Miz. Oh, I need LA Knight who's red hot. I need somebody to put him in his place. Okay, let me go really see if he's over. Let me go give him the Miz in a promo battle. Jack Gable, cool. I like it. But and he put on some really good matches, Gunther. He did. But I feel like this is the time. He's one of those wrestlers where you're gonna keep looking at your watch. Be like, oh, okay, it's his time. His time's coming. His time's coming. And it just ain't coming. I don't see it. He's a great wrestler in the ring. They tried to get him over as the funny guy, didn't work. Tried to get him over as the leader of a faction, didn't really work. But when he hasn't been taken very serious. Where I prefer a more proven plug and play, 3 and D, I'll take those guys. I got my stars. Chad Gable ain't gonna ever be main event. I think we know that. So yeah, I'm cutting Gable.
Okay. Pat.
And here I thought I was the one that had hot takes. Holy moly. So I'm going to start KO because all of the lies that Brandon said about The Miz is actually what KO gives you.
It's
KO can
not.
get you any of that. KO can get you good mic work, good in-ring work. If you need him, just go beat the mess out of somebody, he can. If you need him to make somebody look good, he can. You name it, he can do it. Chad Gable, I think, is doing a fantastic job right now with the Alpha Academy stuff. It's great. I mean, it's a little too comic-y for me, but when he came out on Raw in that gauntlet match against Sami Zayn, it was like, get up, like, I want to fight you. Like, you could feel the people in the arena were into it and wanted to see those two go at it, and like they wanted, were conflicting on who was going to win, who they wanted to win. So, plus Chad Gable is light years better than The Miz in the ring. So much more technical ability, so much more prowess of being able to actually wrestle
Is it
and
though?
go on a clinic. Yes,
Is it though? Or is it
hundred
just
percent. If
a Kurt
and
Angle
here's my thing with The Miz:
impersonation?
if The Miz came out in any other era than when he did, he wouldn't have been a WWE champion,
I'm
would
sorry,
not
what?
have sniffed the main event scene if he did not come out, come up in the era that he did.
That's false. Have
If
you
the
seen
Miz
Jeff
was in that,
Jarrett?
you think the Miz in the Attitude Era is getting a title shot? Miz
I
right
don't know
now is not
about
even sniffing the main event. So there was only one era he could have done it, and that's the end of the Ruthless Aggression, end of where we're at now, in that little dumb but in between
he could have
PG.
did it. Ruthless, he could have did it before
The
Attitude.
guy couldn't even main event a WrestleMania as the champion. Actually, he main evented one with Cena, and then the
I
next
about to say he
year,
did one.
yeah, but
Yeah.
everybody forgets it because that was the year that The Rock and Cena set up their thing for the next WrestleMania. Nobody remembers that he actually main evented that WrestleMania.
I'm just
That's what I'm
saying,
saying.
if Gable's the great value, Kurt Angle. That's all I'm saying.
I'd take great value Kurt Angle over whatever the Miz is. Get out of my face. Get out of my
Most
face.
people are compared to the Miz.
Get out and stop.
They talk about MJF, they're like, you're just the
Stop.
Miz.
Yeah,
Right?
because
Like,
they're saying MJF is awful. It was an insult, not a comparison. It was an insult,
it
Willis.
shouldn't be an insult. That's the point. He's a heel,
Tap
so of
in one
course you're gonna
time.
throw jabs at him.
Tap in one time. Huh? Tap in one
I'm
time.
just
Figure it
saying,
out. Lock in.
what is an iconic KO promo? I can name a few Miz.
An iconic KO promo? There's a
Name
few of them.
one. I can name one.
There's the one post Royal Rumble, when none of his are long though. It's just like quick, like
Oh,
I'm
okay.
coming. But it was the one before the Rumble or after the Rumble when he should have beat Roman and lost. Anything leading up to when he turned when Triple H first took over and he kind of turned back serious. His thing with his with Elias Ezekiel was hilarious. Multiple great
You're naming
segments there.
programs. I'm
Multiple
saying
great segments. No, I'm saying his promos after those games. Stop. The
I can
minute they
give
cut it.
you Miz when he was up against Cena and Roman when he had the IC title. That promo smacked them both. Then when he Daniel Bryan went to pop off on the little SmackDown Live thing, he was like, put him in his place. Then
Nice.
with LA Knight, put him in his place. So I
No.
mean, you say you act like the Miz is trash, but the
No.
Miz is out here putting up
He's not
viral
trash,
moments.
but he's not. I'm not taking him over Gable or KO. If
Hell,
I'm
I'll let you
booking
go.
a wrestling show, I'm taking Gable and KO over Miz.
That's why you're cutting him. That makes sense.
Yeah. Because he wouldn't have been a champion unless he just happened to be in the era that he came up to. I mean, I give the man props. Nobody thought he was gonna make it, and the way he came in, it was not the most, like the way most people do it. But like, and he's come so far. But I just don't think he's better than Gable or Kevin Owens. Like, if it had been a different person in there, different story. But unfortunately.
Okay, I like it. I love the banter, the discussion here. Laveris and I were just over here with the popcorn.
Yeah, I was. Next time y'all go at it, I'm about to go pop popcorn before we record this. Like, this was amazing. Now, I do have a question about this. Are we talking about wrestling or overall superstar?
I would say take everything into consideration, but
Yes,
it's up
I
to how
same.
you run it. But in my mind, yeah, like you're taking the whole, like everything that is a part of that person in the business.
Okay. This is where I'm going to go with this then. Because I was agreeing with Pat until Brandon started talking about the differences. So, if I want to go overall, KO's definitely getting, he's definitely starting. Because he can make anything happen no matter what. He's that's given to him. The dude headbutted the dang Elimination Chamber little
Thing, yeah.
wall thing against Logan Paul, which is just stupid, just all together to do that.
Logan Paul's face was hilarious.
Yeah, it
That
was really fun. It was a great
was funny. Like
viral
Logan Paul
moment.
was like, "What the fuck?"
Like, what's wrong with you? So KO's definitely getting started. I would bench The Miz.
Thank you.
The reason
Yeesh.
why, hear me out, Pat. If you go on overall, if I want my superstar to go to media and go to ESPN, go to Good Morning America, go to freaking whatever, Fox News, whatever it may be, who's the one of the first people that's always on TV? It's the Miz. He got a dang TV show. He's
Talk
going to
to him. I don't
get your money. Like,
know
if
if he's
you
gonna
want to
get
talk
money,
about
but
his
he's gonna.
wrestling ability, he got like two or three TV shows. That dude's busy.
He's
All
got
right.
better.
He has
But
gotten better. I'm not saying he hasn't, but
he has
like.
gotten better in the last like 2 years.
Yes.
Because there was a time before that where he was dog shit.
Also, one of the best IC champions before Gunther. Probably the best IC champion of this era. Just saying. Just
The
saying.
record speaks for itself, like
That's tough.
honestly. You can't say that record
I don't know
doesn't
about that.
exist.
I don't know
I'm
about
just
that.
saying.
Spencer,
He
what's
put
the next matchup?
the he put the title back on the belt, put
No, he
back on the
didn't.
map. So
Stop. He took it off the map. What's the next matchup?
stop.
Okay. For the next matchup, we have Cody Rhodes, Bobby Lashley, and Dominic Mysterio. L, I will have you start.
Starting Cody. Man.
This is tough. It's tougher than you would think.
I didn't
Like
think it
when you
was
just
going
hear
to be
the
tough.
names, you think you got it, and then you think about it, and you're like, oh, wait.
Yeah.
Shit. Man.
Which Cody Rhodes? Are we talking like Stardust type era Cody Rhodes or like now Cody Rhodes?
Talking about his whole body of work.
Like his whole
Whole
body of
body of work.
work.
Okay. Didn't change much, but I just want to clarify.
Dang. I will bench Dom and cut Bobby.
Okay. Oh,
The reason I
wow.
say that,
Oh.
because I see the longevity with Dom. Because
Okay.
this heel run, even on the wrestling's been, so-so sometimes, his character work has grown tremendously over the last few years. Bobby Lashley been the big black dude with muscles for God knows how long, and he's
Since
been
like
the same dude.
2007.
And this thing, and he and I'm upset with him because he's messing up the Street Profits.
Agreed.
Like how you
Yeah.
have an act that was kind of going up a little bit in the tag scene. Now they getting beat up by Authors of Pain, and yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
Okay, Brandon.
This is tougher than it sounds, but I'm gonna keep it. I'm gonna go more conventional. So Cody starts, of course. I'm benching Bobby because obviously his longevity is key, but the Almighty era has been amazing, right? When he came back as Almighty during the pandemic, he had MVP at his side, the Hurt Business. I mean, still, I still think about that time when they hired the Hurt Business to come down there and beat up the, what was that, Absolution or whatever the stupid think group was
Oh,
called.
retribution.
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 Yeah. And like when they all four of them walked out in the suits to whoop the, like 16 dudes at, that was amazing. Like that was a goosebump moment. I wish the crowd would have been there for that. But I just think during the Almighty era, he's killed it. Like he's been a heel. So good of a heel that to the point to where now people will not let him be a heel anymore. Like they cheer him either way. I do agree this whole run they're on is stupid just because I think it's more of booking's fault that they haven't like they got to pick a lane, like go Hurt Business or don't. You know what I mean? And they've kind of like business, like they'll say stupid lines like, yeah, we got to do business or do a little stupid like 1 foot in, 1 foot out type of stuff. And it's like,
Yeah.
just go in or don't. I'm a cut Dominic, but it's hard. Like you said, like dude's character work's amazing. He's getting better in the ring, especially when he's with somebody comfortable with, like Dragon Lee or
Yeah.
Santos or somebody like that. But yeah, I'm gonna have to cut Dominic.
Okay. Pat?
Then there was me. I'm gonna pretty much go kind of what What Brandon said, I'm gonna start Cody, bench Bobby Lashley, just because even though he is just the big muscly guy, since 07, it's been different kind of variations of it, and I think they've been booking him well, and I think unfortunately, him not being able to have that match with Bray, I think kind of halted a lot of stuff because like that was supposed to kind of help him, like keep rising type of thing, and then tag team championships being with to like together the unified, and then also with Roman Reigns having the title on SmackDown, the faction's been hard to kind of get up off the ground because I feel like they needed like a some kind of a title win to help get there. So that, but I still love the faction thing, like him and Montez and Doc. And now B-Fab in there too, like they're finally actually putting it together slowly, and like Bobby Lashley's just gonna fuck anybody up. And then Dominic, you hate the kid, and you see him wrestle in on the mic, it was atrocious. But he's actually, you can tell he's put work in, like he's and he's leaned into, okay, like if you're gonna boo me, you're gonna boo me no matter what I do, so I'm just gonna keep going. And it's not affecting him anymore. Like before, you could tell it was kind of like getting to him. Now he just eats it up. So unfortunately, the kid's doing well. He's just kind of a victim of matchup in that one, I think.
Okay. So I'm gonna do it a little different. Since we just had three unanimous starts, I want to put those three against each other for you now. So, Drew McIntyre, Kevin Owens, Cody Rhodes.
Ooh.
Pat, I will give you the start this time.
Still starting Cody. Still starting Cody just because that's obviously like your marketable guy. Send him to media, you could put the title on him, he could carry a company. Probably bench KO because of the versatility. And then unfortunately, in that scenario, Drew McIntyre gets cut.
Okay.
Yeesh. Okay.
L.
Barton Cody, for the same reasons Pat said. Oh boy.
This is tough. I'm not gonna lie to you. Like, I made the decisions quick, but it's tough. Like, definitely no wrong answer here, fellas.
Oh gosh, I feel like it is a wrong answer. Oh boy. Okay. I'm benching Drew. For the reason, because right, like I said earlier, he's the hater of the year.
Yeah, he's doing so
And
well right now.
he is hot to the point where I never thought that I want somebody to take this belt off of Seth. Then also, if you want to market somebody overseas, he's one of the people that can go over there and go do it. So, all that, I hate to say I'm cutting KO. I hate to say it. Yeah.
Okay. Brandon?
This is tough. Cody, yeah, starting Cody, for all the things you guys said. I want to bench Drew, but my heart can't do it. Like, KO is just, since the moment I saw him, I was like, you could just relate to this dude. He
Prize
jumps
fighter.
off anything. He technically is one of the best wrestlers in the business
And he should
still.
not be as good as he is at that size.
Yes, he can do anything. He can swanton. He can give you the buckle bomb. He can give you anything you ask for. He can do it. It's just cutting Drew, but I'm cutting in my mind to make an excuse. I'm be like, okay, I'm cutting 2022 Drew or something. But if
Oh
I'm thinking
no,
of Drew
the pre
now,
and B.
pandemic Drew.
No. Before he left WWE the first time, Drew.
Like the when he came back as a heel with Drew. I mean, with Dolph Ziggler. I'll cut that Drew in my mind.
Okay. So for this next one, we're gonna see what happens.
Uh-oh.
Seth Rollins, Rhea Ripley, MJF.
This is for Pat.
Oh no. Boys.
Oh
This might be the
no.
last episode of Wrestling with Worldwide Willis.
Oh, Pat,
Did I'm on?
Pat, I'll
Did
give you a
I'm
minute.
on?
I'll give you a
Yeah,
minute.
let's let him simmer on that.
Yeah,
Let's go.
please.
Let's start with Brandon.
Wow. Okay. This is not as tough as I thought it'd be for me. I am starting Rhea Ripley. I'm starting Rhea because I've been a Rhea fan since the Mae Young Classic, right? I've thought she was a superstar since that moment. So everything that's happened doesn't surprise me. Only thing that surprised me is she's found a character that like perfectly fits her to the point to where she can low key not wrestle but still be in the mix of everything. I love that. Like she's a boss at this point. I'm starting her just because she can be my foundation of my women's division, right? As she is now. Seth or MJF, I'm a bench Seth. I just think body of work is just too much. Outside of injuries, he's really had a bunch of different really good eras. I know people give him crap for not having a character, but it's like, dude, I don't need him out there doing crazy shit. I just need him to put on good matches, be a believable champ, which he's always done. Burn it down, Seth, this Seth, Shield, like, dude has been. I mean, even that year where he was like a heel with Cody Rhodes and Edge and was having just classic matches, I got to bench him. I never thought I would say this. You guys know me. When this podcast started, I was MJF. Oh, I had my stock. You couldn't have higher stock on MJF when this started. It's come down just a tad, just a tad, just a smidgen. His run as a champion didn't impress me. And that hurt a little bit. I think he's better without the title and chasing it rather than having the title. At least from, even though he had a cool little run with Adam Cole, but I mean, yeah, I'm gonna cut MJF though.
Okay.
Yeah.
L.
Man. I will probably say I will start Rhea as well for the same reasons. Because, mommy is always on top. So don't look sad, Pat.
That's just ready to drop a bomb on us. You already
He
know.
really, I think he is. I will bench Seth because he's a workhorse. He's been a workhorse for the last like shoot 4 years or so. Because he's literally like, oh, need a match, need a main event. Go over there, Seth. I will cut MJF for the same reason Brandon said. That run with that belt. Now, I will say this. Injuries and people getting suspended didn't help him.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Because you had Kenny out. CM Punk was doing his thing. Adam Cole got hurt. A lot of people in his way wasn't available.
Yeah, I agree with that.
We'll see what happens when he comes back. But yeah, that's who I got.
Okay.
All
And
right.
yeah, let's see what this is about to be. Yeah.
Oh.
Right here.
All right, so to start things off, I'm gonna start Seth.
Okay.
Simply mainly because of what both you guys said, kind of put together. The workhorse. I've always been a big fan of workhorses. Whether it be Shawn Michaels, Bret Hart, list goes on. Very much a workhorse guy. And I'm a big Joker fan, so when he did like his little Joker gimmick thing, it was great. He nailed it, killed it. I'm gonna bench Rhea. because
Yeah.
she's been carrying the Raw women's division, but now my girl lives back. She's got some help to carry that division. And it's just she's I think she's the biggest baby face of Judgment Day.
I mean,
Like
yeah.
everybody else is sour on Judgment Day right now except for the Rhea Ripley part of it.
Yeah.
And she's great work the last probably 7, 8 months to a year type of thing. MJF, unfortunately a victim of circumstance both in this bracket matchup and with how his title reign was. Like you guys said, the injuries and some other different backstage stuff happening really derailed him and didn't give him a proper reign. I also don't know if I think heel MJF, I think towards the beginning of his title reign he was more heel. I think that is a better go-to. But I think he's gonna wind up coming back as a baby face and then doing the little chase thing. But yeah. I also didn't like how he that straps that he had on the title. That looked dumb. Like I
Oh,
get
yeah.
it, but like that kinda wore it off to me. But yeah. He's gonna go, unfortunately. But
Hey,
yeah.
Pat. You sure we're not pandering here? That is
Yeah,
your
did
actual
we was that
decision.
peer pressure?
No,
Yeah.
that wasn't peer pressure, no pandering. A
Okay.
nice, hard couple thoughts about this. So, yeah.
For the next matchup, we have Finn Balor, Daniel Bryan, Charlotte Flair, L.
You did say Daniel Bryan, not Bryan Danielson, but Daniel Bryan.
Again, I would say whole body of work.
Yeah.
Okay. So we talk about him and WWE and AEW all together, just him
Yeah,
in general.
let's say all
Okay.
that, yeah.
Okay. I'm starting Daniel Bryan. Oh
Yeah.
boy.
Should be
I'm
interesting.
benching Charlotte.
Oh, okay.
And I'm cutting Finn. The reason I'm cutting Finn, ever since that injury, he haven't been. It's been up and down.
Yeah.
To me. Especially they start doing that stuff where, oh, he might get the title. No, he ain't gonna get that thing. Then he had that match of Roman where all of a sudden the ropes break.
Yeah.
We don't know, I guess God didn't want him to win that belt either, so we don't, yeah.
Ooh, okay.
All right, Pat.
I like I'm gonna start Finn.
Oh.
I am
I knew that.
cutting out the a good bit of the main roster WWE stuff from what I'm looking at with him. His NXT stuff both times was incredible. New Japan stuff incredible. And just out of stuff alone, like you said, whole body of work. You guys, great. Benching Charlotte Flair. Similar reasons to, yeah, she's one of the best women's wrestler outside of Rhea Ripley. So,
Pat's doing everything he can
but
not to cut these women.
I don't.
If
I
he got
like
to
it.
make a sacrifice, he's going to make
Look,
one.
Daniel Bryan is phenomenal, but Charlotte Flair, you can't cut the one of the best in her division. It's Rhea Ripley and Charlotte Flair, only because Charlotte's injured right now. Had Charlotte not been injured, she'd be above Rhea. She's
That's.
literally top
I don't
two,
know.
and
I don't
she's
know
not
about
two.
that. Yeah, I
So
disagree, but
I
okay.
can't. You can't cut. It just doesn't make any sense. So yeah, we're gonna start Finn, Charlotte, and Daniel Bryan. Lovely
He's
guy.
gonna fine you, by the way.
Fine.
He's gonna fine you $5,000 for saying that, since he's fining everybody in AEW.
Brandon?
It's pretty easy. I'm going to start Daniel Bryan.
Cap.
Just one of the best to ever do it, honestly. New Japan, AEW, WWE. And he can give you that. And he can give you the character work. He can give you the no. He can give you the yes. He can give you the new world, Daniel Bryan, where he's the champion of the planet. He really led the whole Kofi Mania thing. So yeah.
Without him, we wouldn't have Kofi Mania.
Exactly.
Only because Kofi needed somebody to beat. Don't give a white man
First of
credit for
all,
that.
no, it's
Uh-oh.
like legit. It's in interviews that he pushed
Proposed it.
that. He pushed
Yes.
that to Vince, or
Yes.
right,
He
because
cannot be
the
named.
crowd is already hot behind Kofi, and so it's a logical thing to do. Sometimes you just got to speak logic to people who
No,
don't
no,
know
no, no.
logic.
Yeah, but the person they speak in logic is,
Yeah,
but
also,
not
he could
always
have had
fair.
Kofi.
5%
Daniel Bryan, 95% Kofi
He
Kingston.
could
Do
have had
not slander my
Kofi.
guy's name like that.
He could have had Kofi win Elimination Chamber. He actually beat Kofi Elimination Chamber. And then Kofi had to build it up and get back to the title for a title shot.
But
But
because Kofi
again,
wasn't going to get one after Elimination Chamber originally.
the point is, Daniel Bryan is one of the greatest to ever walk in a mat. Point blank, period. He's even doing it today, putting on bangers. I am benching Charlotte Flair. She's one of the greatest to ever do it. I don't think she's as high as Pat is putting her in the current space, just because I think the talent is just up there. But I think she's obviously top five, top three, whatever. I got a cup, Finn. Finn just, ever since the main roster, it just never really clicked with me. I see the appeal, but he's just not, he doesn't give you the personality as much. And the ring is good, but he's had opportunity to put on bangers, and they haven't been bangers. Like, he got Seth Rollins twice, and the first one was more gimmicky. I'll give him that. Second one, not a banger.
They both were
So
bangers. That's cap.
they weren't. They weren't.
That's cap.
Dominant. I mean, old boy messed up the match, but it wasn't a banger, any of these. So yeah, Finn gotta go.
Okay. Y'all did bring up Kofi, so he happens to be in the next matchup.
Okay, well, we got two more probably. Is there one more?
We probably got two more.
Okay. All right.
Just depending on how the discussion goes.
Gotcha.
So let's we got Bronson Reed, Kofi Kingston, Sasha Banks, and this time we're gonna start with Pat.
This isn't difficult, actually. This is fairly easy.
Yeah, this is
I'm gonna
not that hard.
start Sasha's. She's, I mean, one of the greatest, not Charlotte tier, but one of the greatest women wrestlers.
Bro, you just had to say that.
I'm
That
just saying,
is asinine.
she's not. I'm
That's
gonna bench
asinine.
Kofi because, I mean, Kofi's been a you asked me to do it, I'm gonna do it type of guy. Hard worker, great talent, athletic as all get out. And yeah, it's another one that you can send in to do press and stuff like that, and he's gonna handle it like a champ. And then I'm gonna cut Brunson, only because it's very early for him. I feel like if we had this conversation maybe 2, 3 years down the line, maybe a little bit different. But
Yeah.
right now, nah. And again, the two people who went against that poor guy stood no chance. So,
Okay. Brandon?
I'm starting Sasha. She's one of the greatest to ever touch the ring. She's probably the best technical wrestler in women's right now. I am going to bench Bronson Reed. You know me. Big meaty men slapping meat, baby. Like, that's just what I go for, right? And to be that big and that athletic and to be there no real limitations to your matches is amazing. I remember watching rewatching the Elimination Chamber 2023. Killed it. Absolutely killed it. Every big spot me and Spencer saw, Bronson Reed versus Gunther. Amazing. to be able to see that face to face, like live. So Kofi, I just bragged about Kofi. I love Kofi. But longevity, yes. But the amount of like true moments, I don't know. On his own. On his own. If we were saying New Day, that's a different discussion. On his own, he's had obviously that Kofi Mania moment. But outside of that, I don't have a ton of Kofi moments. So I'm cutting Kofi.
Okay. And L.
Starting Sasha for all the reasons y'all just said, and also other reasons.
Other reasons.
Hey, bro.
Hey, yo.
But like even like her matches, like the NXT matches or Hell in a Cell that she's been in, like she's been in all these almost like first matches for the women in WWE at the time. Yeah. Now
tag team,
tag team champion.
Yeah,
you know, at one time she had all the belts during the pandemic with her and Bayley. They carried the women's division during the pandemic.
Facts.
So I can't, you know, she has to start. I'm going to bitch Kofi. Yeah. I can't cut Kofi, but I can. Ooh, boy, I can't believe you cut him. But
y'all were worried about me.
Yeah, we
It'd be your own sometimes.
You got a track record, though.
But I don't got nothing.
They will listen.
He's trying to keep it real tight in this episode.
Yeah. He's all buttoned up in this episode. Hey. Y'all hear it later.
No, it's a pre-perceived ideation of me. This is not me.
We'll see. But with Kofi, just like Brandon was saying, like he only had moments here and there, basically the Kofi Mania moment. But what soured Kofi Mania was like however many seconds he lost to Brock.
Yeah, it's true.
That soured everything.
Yeah. They talk about that more almost.
Yeah, so that's why I'll bench that. And I'll, like, no. Pat said he hasn't had Bronson hasn't had his moment yet for me to say to bench him. I think his moment will come, especially within this year, to get his feet wet. And whenever Gunther loses that belt, I think he will be in that little spot there. But
it would have been nice to see him get his moment in Elimination Chamber. At least, you know, have that mat, that stage.
But yeah, you know, he became a daddy, so.
Yeah.
We got to do them duties.
Priorities, baby. Sure.
Okay. All right. And for our last matchup, we have Sami Zayn, Beth Phoenix, and Gunther. The Ring General.
Yeah, already named.
Pretty sure Brandon's going to start and bench Gunther. And
I'm
cut
just
the other two.
Start Gunther and leave it alone. Yeah.
But Brandon, you
start
go ahead.
Gunther and everybody else just falls by the wayside.
I didn't even hear the other names. Yeah. Gunther. I mean, Gunther is just the greatest Intercontinental Champion of all time. He is the greatest UK champion of all time. He's just probably one of the best foreign exports we've ever had in WWE, potentially. You know what I mean? So, yeah, it speaks for itself. When the man's in the ring, you put him in there with a broomstick, he's gonna give you a quality match. For bench, I'm gonna bench Sammy just because I know Sammy NXT era, amazing. Especially when he first got over to the main roster, amazing. He's actually adapted. He's obviously can't do everything he could back in the day, but he's actually, you know, he'll break out a little, you know, over the top rope. He'll do that little springboard DDT through the through the side rail that he used to always do. That's amazing. And then obviously he's had one of the greatest storylines of all time. Got to give him credit for that. He built that on his own. Like that was not supposed to be a big thing, and he made it a WrestleMania. Like a classic storyline. Got to give him that. Beth Phoenix, great. I wasn't in the wrestling as much when Beth was cooking, so I can't give an accurate, you know what I mean, like evaluation of her time, that she was kind of during that diva era where they were still kind of starting to wrestle a little bit, but not as much. So, yeah, I'm cutting Beth.
Okay. L.
I'm going to go the exact same way Brandon just did. Just like Gunther, we don't have to explain what he
Yeah.
do. With Sammy, like NXT, and what he's done now or about to do now, because we don't know what's about to happen in WrestleMania, so we'll see about
True.
that.
Yeah.
The thing with Beth, I was kind of around when she was going through it. They kept putting her in weird situations at that when she was at, had her run. Like they gave her the type of run like she was a big and powerful one, but not always smart
Gotcha.
some of the times. Then she wound up kissing Great Khali
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's
at the
wild.
Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
So stuff like that. Like, yeah, she won the Divas Championship, but not a lot of moments.
Yeah, he's born a little too early.
Yeah, like if it was now, oh boy,
Yeah.
it'll be something else. But
Yeah.
at that time, no.
Yeah.
Okay. And Pat?
I just want to put a disclaimer here before I make these announcements. It's not because I dislike women. It is because of the circumstances that fell with the matchup they have been in.
I mean,
So,
the other two have already cut her, so at least you
correct.
have that.
So, yes, but apparently I have a history. So I
You
just
got
wanted to
a cushion this
disclaim
time.
that. But yeah, I'm same thing. Gunther. And Sammy's just so good, man. So, hey, I felt bad for him when he had to do the Johnny Knoxville stuff, but he did that like a trooper, made
Yeah.
that actually semi-entertaining.
That was a good match.
Like Brandon said, like nobody was supposed to care about the honorary Uso thing, and he made it. I think it was the biggest storyline next to the Cody Rhodes attempting to finish the story last year. Like it was great that. When Sammy left the Bloodline, to me, the Bloodline stuff kind of got a little eh. Didn't really want to
Yeah.
see it on my TV very much. And then just best just circumstance both in this matchup and like Elle said, when the people she had to wrestle. I mean, she did what she could, she made the best of it. Her and Natalya had a couple like good matches, but it was like 2 minutes long at that point.
Yeah.
So didn't really get to showcase a whole lot. I wish she would have been able to wrestle some of the girls now, her and Michelle McCool.
Yeah.
I think they both would have done really well with this new generation. So, but yeah. Sorry, Betty. We love you, but gotta cut you.
Okay,
No surprise. Yeah.
I like it. So, all right. I think that's all we'll do for today. Of
Gotcha.
course, I've always got more. There will always be more. We could do this forever. Like
Yeah.
this could be the podcast, but
Right.
we'll call it there,
Nice.
because you know we gotta save matchups for another time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you, Spencer, for coming up with those. Very interesting matchups. Obviously caused a lot of banters, Pat making wild decisions and me making great decisions.
No,
But
you've made wild decisions. Stop. Don't. This is. It's libel and slander. I'll have my lawyer listen to this podcast when it comes out.
Because Brandon, you did cut Kofi.
Yeah.
I
Can we not
did.
talk about that elephant in the room? Hello?
I mean, I
I
explained
did say
myself.
something when he's when I explained mine.
Yeah, and then he
Yeah.
just like brushed it aside. No. Like, whoa.
I mean, I explained myself.
Okay, and that doesn't make it right. Don't you other people explain themselves too? Hitler
I
explained
mean,
himself.
I'm just saying his
He didn't make
moment
it.
is, Brock killed his moment. This is what it is.
Unfortunately.
You
Well,
know what I mean?
Brock
Cut
ruined
the
a
poor
lot of
guy. Things.
Brock doesn't celebrate Black History Month.
Yeah, facts. Yeah,
Not.
like any black champion, they're gonna hear that music.
Well, they might not hear it anymore, but you know.
Yeah, exactly. Not anymore, but
I saw
back
he's been
then,
added
yeah.
back onto the roster page, though. So,
I thought he was never off.
no, he was. They took him off like that when that first report came out. He's back on.
Wow.
Yeah.
On up
Wow.
still.
But again, guys, I appreciate you guys being here with me. Always fun to do start bench cut. Like Spencer said, we'll continue these. We got combinations for days. But yeah, check us out again. Hit us up on social media, on Twitter, on or X, whatever they call it, Instagram, Facebook group. Hit us up if you got any. If you disagree with some of these matter, some of our thoughts or some of our choices, hit us up. But until next time, we out. Yeah.